WDAVX Mobile 14714. Good morning.
Welcome back, Mr. Guest, after a long weekend. ATTG.
It was a long one. 5 days. Yep. How are you doing, Mr. Jim?
All is kind of back to normal here. Had to have lots of traffic on the roads over the weekend, but no major problems.
Well, there you go. There you go. A little scratchy in here this morning, but it was a long weekend and wasn't a very good one on my end. So, we're just glad to be back at work. And it looks like we're going to be working up Stosky the next few days. Got a police pickup truck to build, and a handful of little projects to do all at the same location. So, that's what we're up to.
Okay, I shifted over to Petoskey. I wasn't holding Lake Leonoff for some reason. ACATG.
Yeah, we gotta get that antenna up there, but I haven't had time to get a hold of him, and the schedule has just been so chaotic. So, but anyway, that is what it is, I suppose. Like I say, we're headed up to Petoskey this morning, and lots to do, but all I do remember is it's supposed to rain a fair amount today, isn't it?
Well, my weather station says maybe late tonight. A little drizzle, that's about it.
Okay, well, I can handle that. That's not too bad. Honestly, it could rain all day long. It really wouldn't make or break my day either, so... Yep. So what fun did you do this weekend? Anything good?
Well, I think I magically fixed my lawnmower. I took apart the carburetor, put it all back together, put it back in. It's working. Knock on wood.
Hey, there you go. There you go. That's good news. I really don't have much. It was a long weekend, and like I said, I didn't necessarily enjoy it, and I was happy to go back to work, so. I do have, if weather holds out, I do have a car show coming up this weekend. Kalkaska is having a car show to support one of their school events. So I think if the weather is good, I'm going to take the patrol car over for that. The Hurst is down and out currently. You need a fuel pump. And it's got 3/4 of a tank. So I've got to drain the fuel, drop the tank, replace the fuel pump, put it all back together, put gas, hope she runs. So that's,
okay, sir. Hey, you're kind of dropping out. So I'll sign with you, Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf.
Yeah, I have a timer on my radio. I got the purple crystal from my radio. All right, have a good one. 73 WDAVX.
PLK. Yeah, he passed away. I don't know if it was natural or was in an accident or something. All I heard was that... He's silent key now. Well, me and Willard's getting up there. It won't be long before the good Lord's going to punch our tickets. But I just found out that my uncle that I worked for when I was got out of the Army out in California, he retired out there and he went back to Arkansas and he lived to be 103. And he finally passed away. And I guess I think what they done is they shipped him back to California, Portersville, to be buried with his wife up there. But 103, got some good genes behind me. But if I live to be 103, I don't want to be all crippled up like I am now, you know. Maybe 89, and then check my, punch my ticket. All righty, well, you're right. It's about time there, Rick, so you take care of the family, and jump in anytime. All righty, W-A-A-K-O-C, W-B-A-V-M-W. Hopefully it's you, Fred, that's taking over, so I'll turn it over to you, and thanks for jumping in there, Rick. All righty, Fred, it's all yours, W-B-A-V-M-W.
Sounds like we just got linked up. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is W-A-A-K-O-C. And I'm calling CQ for the Silver Creek Amateur Radio Association's Barometer Net. This is the Wednesday, May 28, 2025 edition of the Barometer Net. The Barometer Net is brought to you on Silver Creek Amateur Radio Association's W-A-W-K-Y repeater. Location for the repeater is Doylestown, Ohio. Frequency for the repeater is 147 Mark 390 megahertz, and the CTTSS code for the repeater is 114 Mark 8. To control that, all traffic should pass the net control and emergency traffic may break in as required. And I tried. My call sign is WAAKOC. Welcome everybody this morning. I think Jeff Nick is probably sitting out there chomping at the bit, waiting to give us some news about what goes on today in the world of amateur radio. But first, I'm going to get it back over to Jim. WBAMW from W88KOC. Good morning, Jim. How the heck are you? You're sounding chipper. Mr. Cummings, in your older age, you have got away with words. Give our best to Judy. Glad to know everything went well here on the pre-net. If you had anywhere near the amount of people grabbing you and saying hello this morning as you did yesterday, I'm sure it was pretty fast paced and full. But thanks, Jim. Appreciate you being here with us, as always. Have yourself a wonderful Wednesday. Anyone who is short time or mobile and would like to check in with me for the Barometer Net, good morning. I'm here, W-A-A-K-O-C.
T-8-F-G-W, monitoring. KE8FJW, you're monitoring.
And ADMH mobile.
Listening on the 1-9, excuse me. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Quebec Victor, listening on 1-9.
Good afternoon, Rich. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, calling from Northport.
W8RTM mobile. KE8BTM. KE8BTM from W8RTM.
And ADMH mobile, Petoskey.
Yeah. Okay. W8RTM mobile, not Petoskey.
No better than this place.
You never know. Probably. What's happening? 76 degrees and sunny. I'm not planning on getting used to it just yet.
It's about the same here. And I'm trying to make a left on the 119 out of the sheriff's office. I think I might be here for a year and a half.
You know, I was there yesterday about this same time of day. And I was trying to make that left to go north off of 31. And I could not believe how far it was backed up, and I could not believe how many lights it took me to get through there. And, you know, in the big scheme of things, compared to downstate traffic, it's still ridiculous to be complaining about stuff like that. But, man, it's the tourist season started, like, 2 days ago.
Yeah, it's stupid. But, anyway. I was working over at the Emmett County Sheriff's today. They got a brand new pickup truck, and we're putting lights and siren and radio in it. Their new Marine truck, the Ram 2500, and they got the loaded model. It's got pretty much every creature feature you can get in those things.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you know. But it also amazes me how many of these state agencies go out and they buy those things on their own. They don't get them on the state contract, and that's just dumb. You know, it's just dumb. There's so much to be saved if you just buy the ones that are available on the state contract. Now, you know, you're not going to be able to get the top of the line trim package or, you know, fancy kind of stuff. But anyway, all right. I just thought I'd pop in and say, hey, I'm doing a pit stop to let the mutts out, and I got a 4:30 meeting up the road, so. We'll see you down the page. W8RPM.
Sounds good, Ron. Good to catch up with you. 1808 Mobile.